Our reading comes this evening comes from the book of John 16, verse 5 to 16. Now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you asked me, where are you going? Because I have said these things, you are filled with the grief. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All of that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I say the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. In little while, you will see me no more. And when after a little while, you will see me. Amen.
In this passage, Jesus is reminding his disciples that he has to go in order that the Spirit will come. These passages are all within the context of Jesus going to Calvary. These passages are read in that context of the Last Supper. And Jesus is reminding the disciples that he is going to have to leave them. But if he leaves them, he will send the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, to be with them. Now, I think that's an important thing for us as Christian people to realize, the role and the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We can live our lives as though we're just people on our own, going through life as though we're an individual on our own. Or we can believe that God has placed his Spirit with us, and his Spirit journeys with us. And when Jesus says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, it's because his Spirit journeys with us. And that means, my friends, that we should never be afraid of whatever happens to us, even death itself, because his presence, his Spirit, is with us. And that's why he says in the psalm that we sang earlier, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. No one ever dies alone who dies in Christ. We are in his presence. So this whole area of Jesus saying to the disciples, I'm going to have to go, but if I'm going to go, I will leave the Spirit, and the Spirit will journey with you, and his presence will be with you forever. I think that is an amazing thing. Do you not think that? I mean, it's just such a comforting thing to know that God's presence will be with us. Now, I'm going to him who sent me, yet none of you ask me, where are you going? Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth, it is good for you that I am going. For unless I go, the Counselor will not come to you. And this word Counselor, I was talking to folks earlier on in the afternoon service, this word Counselor means the tutor, the one who sits on our shoulder and tells us what to do. You know, it's like the tutor that comes when you're at school and you're not quite sure how to do a sum, and the teacher comes and leans over your shoulder and says, look, that's what to do. And all of a sudden you see it because the tutor's there and the tutor points out what to do. You have the Spirit of God journeying with you. And when we go through difficult times or when we're not sure of the right thing to do, if we listen, you will hear his voice in saying, this is the way, walk in it. When he comes, he will convict us of guilt. It is the Spirit of God that speaks to us when we know we're doing the wrong thing, When we're going to do something shabby, the Spirit comes and says, come on, Albert, that's not good enough. The Spirit draws us to that place and brings us to realize and think about judgment and forgiveness of sins, and brings us to that place where we understand of that. And so this whole passage, Jesus is reminding the disciples of the wonderful gift that he's going to send with them. And he says the Spirit will guide them into all truth. So that sometimes when we are looking to say, what should I do next? Again, if we take time, as I said earlier on this morning, to taking time to wait in God's presence, we're so busy that we don't hear God. But listening to God, listening for his word, listening to the Spirit of God saying, this is what to do, begins to draw us to the place of truth. And then finally, this passage reminds us that the Holy Spirit is always pointing to Jesus. He's encouraging us to see Jesus. He will not speak of himself, but he speaks of him. He speaks of Jesus. He points to Jesus. And it's almost as though that within the whole Trinity, Jesus is the one, the name, the Son is the one who is at the center for us to understand God. Jesus is the one who introduces us to God, and it's the Spirit that reveals him, so as we can see the introductions are being made. And the Father comes and says to us, this is my beloved Son, listen to him in whom I am well pleased. You see, they all point to the one who brings us into God's presence is Jesus. And if you want to know about God, then you've got to get to know Jesus. And that's what this is about. Jesus is reminding them that the Spirit will always keep him before them. The Spirit will always reveal Christ to us. And that's why when we come to take the bread and the wine this evening, the presence of the Holy Spirit is so important, because the Spirit comes to open our minds so that we can receive this bread and wine. There is bread and wine, but the Spirit helps us to understand it in a new way and does something wonderful, that we find ourselves being brought into God's presence through the bread and the wine. So this evening, as we come now and take of this bread and wine, the Holy Spirit is at the center of all this, the center of everything we do today. The Spirit has been drawing people together. And it's been wonderful this morning. And then this afternoon, people being drawn together. And the garden out in creation, as I was talking about this morning, this connection between the Spirit and creation. There we were out in the garden, and there's something about drawing people together. And the conversations that were here today, there were some quite interesting conversations. Some people disturbed and saddened about different things were able to come and in that context speak and find, I hope, comfort and words of encouragement. So we come this evening now to take the bread and the wine and to remind ourselves of God's presence with us in them. Now we're going to sing a hymn. It's an old hymn.